God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, coming to the theme of the month. Our anchor scripture is the book of Genesis, chapter 30, verse 37 to 39. So then open it. Genesis chapter 30, verse 37 to 39.
Amen.
God can only allow you to enjoy, have, and experience what you have seen. Did you hear that? God can only allow you to enjoy, have, and experience what you have seen. Why you are not experiencing joy? Because you have not seen joy. Why you are not experiencing breakthrough? Because you have never seen breakthrough. Why you are not experiencing health? Because you have not seen health. Why you are not enjoying prosperity? Because you have not seen prosperity. That you only enjoy what you have seen. What you will enjoy this year is because of whatever you have seen. What you will have this year is because of whatever you have seen. Now, I start complaining, I've not seen this, I've not had this. The first question to be asked, did you see it? You can't say you'll enjoy my company if you've not seen me. Is it true? You must have seen me first to enjoy my company. Am I saying the truth?
Yes.
Yeah, because I can't just say I'm enjoying that is company and it's not there with you. People say, are you okay? For you to enjoy prosperity, you must see it fast. So vision is a force that makes the living inspire and aspire. Hallelujah. Vision is a what?
Vision
is a force. That makes the living what? Inspire and aspire. What do you aspire to be? What is your inspiration? Vision is a force that makes the living inspire and what? You see, how you inspire people is a result of whatever you've seen. That's what I mean by inspiration. You can only inspire people as far as you have seen. You can never inspire people beyond what you have never seen. Most of us, we don't even inspire ourselves because we don't see anything. So, and as you start seeing things, you will not inspire people. You see, how you talk is that of whatever you have seen. Am I saying the truth?
Yeah.
Most of us, people talk to you, take care of you, handle you the way they are handling, because when they talk to you, they don't see inspiration. But if they hear inspiration, they'll be careful. Am I saying the truth? Your vision inspires people. Why they are talking to you, they are talking to you. Yesterday I was looking at your profile photos. I saw Nikes has put jets. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now, I was just so curious. What are you aiming for this year? Some of us have put our faces. It means we will be facing you this whole year. Amen. Hallelujah. We will be facing you. Anyway, we thank God. Your face looks good. Amen. We will be facing you. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. What is your inspiration? Your vision inspires people. Now, again, your vision makes you have aspiration. You aspire to be. Hallelujah. You want that. Is it true? You'll be graduating this year by April. What do you inspire? What do you aspire to be? Do you want to be the person who's working with certificates and CVs? Do you have a job? Do you have a job? What is your inspiration? It's what you aspire. Vision. So vision is a force that makes the living inspire what?
Aspire.
So without vision, tragedy in any aspect of life will be seen. Without vision, tragedy in any aspect will be what? That's why you find people are desperate. As a woman, you are desperate to be dated. Why are you desperate? Because you have no vision. One day you become a mother, you become a wife. Too much argument. As a man, you stammer. When you see a woman, you start stammering. The point, vision. When you see it, you know it. Hallelujah. So you must have vision. So tragedy is a result of lack of vision. Tragedy is a result of lack of what? I lost money. I had an accident. I lost this. I didn't have this because you didn't have vision. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Are we there? Hallelujah.
Amen.
This year we shall see it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, Proverbs 29 verse 18. It says what? Where there's no? What will happen? But that keepeth the law, happy is he. So, you are dying because you don't have a vision. You are discouraged because you don't have your vision. You are hopeless because you don't have a what? So ask your neighbor, what's your vision for this year? Ask your neighbor, what's your vision for this year? Is it just to buy Unga? Why that thing is not working or moving forward is because of vision failure. Because if you see well, you will have it well. That thing is delayed because you have vision failure. Amen?
Amen.
I can see the crowd here. I'm telling you, this year should be full. I'm telling you, you wait and see. If I know this year is over, you wait and see. You will all of you come and see them. Hey, this is what Daddy was talking about. Ah, you see, why the vision is succeeding is because you're not seeing well. If you see well, you love it what? You love it well. How many of us have ever tried to put a thread inside a needle? A needle. What does it take you to put that thread inside? Yeah? We're trying to be mad at you. Sometimes when you think you have put it in, but just, you have not put it in. Is it true? So when you see well, that's when you will have it. So what you see is what will guarantee all your access. Why you need to penetrate to the next level? You must see that hole where you must go to. I am going to the other side. Hallelujah. I am changing levels. So you must see where. Most of us are not seeing anything. You must see where you're going. This year I'm just believing God for a change of story. Huh? Which change of story are you believing God for? Amen. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 to 12. Amen. He said, Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what's yes? And I see an armored of an armored tree. And the Lord said to me, Thou shalt have seen well, for I will ask my heart to perform. So God will only perform what you have seen. If you have not seen it, God will not perform it. What are you seeing? Are you seeing good grades? Are you seeing good success? You must see it. You must see it. You must see it. If you want to start living in a particular place, start looking for those areas. How do the houses look like? Go take a tour. Hallelujah. You must see well. It's possible, I'm telling you the truth. Most of us, we judge God based on whatever we earn. That's the problem. Judge God based on his faithfulness. Based on his what? So Jeremiah was ordained to be a prophet. Is it true? He was saying, I'm ordained to be a prophet. But look at this. His ordination would not have seen the light when his vision was blind. You're talking about? So that means position or ordination does not guarantee a beautiful life. Do you know that? Position or what? Ordination does not guarantee a beautiful life. You may be the head of whatever, head of government, but you will never go far. The day the government is destroyed, you become a poor person. Position or ordination does not guarantee a beautiful life. But what you see guarantees. That's what Jeremiah said. God said, I've ordained you a prophet. Is it true? But again, it says, then what do you see? Hallelujah. So as much God has ordained you to be the head and not the tail, ask yourself, what are you seeing? Ask yourself, what you are? Ask your neighbor, what are you seeing? Or what have you started seeing? Hallelujah. Stop blaming people. Stop blaming your background. Stop blaming your gender. Stop blaming your education level. Stop blaming whatever it is. And start asking yourself if you can see you well. Hallelujah. Where am I going this year? 2020, everyone say 2020. Those people who run the race to the end, those who are seeing the end of the race. Am I saying the truth? Am I saying the truth? Those people who run to the end of the race are those people who have seen the end of the race. You must see the end of the matter. Vision is the result of focus and sight. So the intensity of how well you focus on something is a result of how deep your sight is. Did you hear that? Vision is a result of what? Focus and? Vision is a result of focus and sight. Now, so the intensity of how well you are focused, of how well you focus on something, how well you focus on something, is a result of how deep your sight is. Okay? So for me to focus on something, my sight must be very clear. Are you clear? That's why I'm looking at the power of focus and sight. I cannot separate them. My focus is the result of my sight. So if I need to focus on Richard, I should be able to see him well. Hallelujah. If I see my light intensity is not good, I increase my light. Are you talking about? So how well you focus is the result of your sight. Your sight. That's why he asked him, do you see well? He said, yes, I've seen an almond tree. So he focused on the almond tree. Hallelujah. So he must have seen it. So your focus, how it goes by, is based on how you see. So if I see tomorrow I shall become an owner of companies, my sight will be looking at it and my focus will be there. Hallelujah. So I will build on my sight ability. I will build on what? So you build on your sight ability as you look at your focus. So tomorrow I need to be an engineer. I need to be building a house. I should be doing real estate. So that's my main focus. But my sight, how am I seeing that goal well? What do I need to do to get there? Hallelujah. So my sight is a result of my focus. So how you achieve your focus, it depends on your sight. What have you been seeing? And you can't have me having a day, Brother Richard, I said, you can't be having this change of goals. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You should have one focus. Amen. I did all as well as Paul said, you can't be beating the air. Hallelujah. We should know what we are beating. Amen.
Yeah.
So we have factors that affect the power of focus and sight. You understand? We have factors that affect what? The power of focus and sight. And these factors can make you have a dim vision, unfulfilled vision, a great vision, and more. Hallelujah. Some of you are not clear this year where I want to be. You're not clear by the end of the year where you want to be. You're just saying, I want to buy a furniture. Furniture to wear. To store it in the air. We should have a clear vision. Hallelujah. So your power of focus, I said, will determine if you have a deep vision, and fulfilled vision, a great vision, a clear vision. How you see things. Hallelujah. So you need to develop your sight from this beginning of the year. Go home today, sit down with your diary. Write down. Hallelujah. So what's the primary goal? This primary goal will affect the secondary goal. And this secondary goal will affect the tertiary goal. So if we are building a focus, and we say after every month, you sit down and evaluate. Most of us, we don't have any focus. So every month, you get money, you are busy buying lollipop. Ah, lollipop, that money for lollipop could have helped you do something. Focus. Now, we have the focus to achieve this. So the question in between me and I is, how well will we develop ourselves? You know something about? So you must go develop your sight. You can have that focus, but if your sight not develop, you will not have a fulfilled vision. So how many of us want to fulfill vision this year? Now, how many things some people want to achieve? You know better, is it true? You want to buy a car? You want to start having a good relationship? You want to start finishing school? You want to start a business? So what is your focus? Then, if that's your focus, how are you developing your sight? Because there are factors that affect it. Hallelujah. In the animal kingdom, vision is everything. Do you know that? In the animal kingdom, vision is what? For survival, irrespective, God has given them camouflage to protect them. Hallelujah. So God has given us everything and has given us abilities and skills. But whatever God has given you is not a guarantee you will fulfill vision. Do you get what I'm talking about? As they were in the kingdom, animal kingdom, chameleon can change. Is it true? The animal, the lamb has been given together with the grass. You cannot see the lamb easily. Is it true? The antelope is the same thing. God has given you skills and ability, but not a guarantee you will fulfill vision with it. It's not what? That's why they were talking ordination and position is not a guarantee of fulfilling vision. Most of us say, I can do this very well. You can do it, yes, but it's not a guarantee you will fulfill vision. It's not what I'm telling the truth. If all of us can run, is it true? Then all of us will have been Kipchoge. How can not all of us have been Kipchoge? Because Kipchoge had the focus to continue running and develop the sight. It's not the first time he fell 1.59. Is it true? He tried it and he tried it. Is it true? Until he achieved it. So you don't say, okay, I've been given this skill, I'm marking this place, I think I can achieve my goal. No. Because your focus has been given, it's not a guarantee of fulfilling vision. You can have it, but the enemy can frustrate you from achieving your goal. Because I have a wife doesn't mean I have a good marriage. I must do my own responsibility. I don't even understand anything about. I understand it's because I've been given something that God guarantees you fulfill vision. That's why in the animal kingdom, vision is everything for survival, irrespective of what God has given those animals. And also, it can run very fast. Is it true? It's the fastest bird, but still can be killed in the animal, in the jungle. How comes? They say an ostrich can run faster. It's the second fastest animal on the ground after the cheetah. But it's still being killed, isn't it true? A leopard has a strong pose, but yet can be killed by hyenas. How comes? So you see, what has been given to them is not a guarantee. So vision is key. Vision is what? So, for you, for the prayer to stand, it must know its power of vision. That's why you have animals that hunt at night and that hunt during the day. Is it true? The bird will sleep during the day, at night you see them running up and down. Is it true? So what is your vision made up of? So there are things that affect it. So if you don't bend your sight properly, your hunting during the day can be limited. Do you get what I'm talking about? If you don't build your vision properly, if you don't build your sight and your focus properly, your hunting can be what? Your hunting can be limited. You can be earning money, but you have nothing to show at the end of the year. Do you get what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's why leopards will hunt at night, because during the day they know the lion will kill it. Do you get what I'm talking about? A leopard will eat, kill an animal and carry the animal to the tree. Now, it has built its focus like that. You, how have you built your focus? How are you building your sight to achieve your goal? So having money, getting salary, having a business is not a guarantee of prosperity. Did you get what I'm thinking about? It's not a guarantee. So, vision is key. So what are those things that help us develop our focus and sight? What are those things that will help us develop our focus and sight in the year 2020? And that's what we'll be focusing on this month. Hallelujah. The things we need to develop. The things we'll need what? To help us develop our focus and our sight in the year 2020. Because we'll be looking at the power of sight and focus. Amen. We start today part one. Say believe.
Believe.
Hallelujah. Next Sunday we shall look at our relationship with God. Hallelujah. The other Sunday we'll look at discipline, and the last Sunday we'll look at consistency and capacity. Hallelujah. Consistency and what?
Capacity.
Because some of us start doing 20 things and we fail. Not everyone can do 20 things. Hallelujah. They say, hey, daddy can do 5 things, even me I can do 5 things. You'll collapse, the second one. You'll wonder what is happening. Hallelujah. So we'll look at capacity and capability at the last Sunday. So today we start on belief. Hallelujah. Belief. What is to believe? Believe is to accept the truth of what is said. Believe is to accept the truth as it has been. Do you believe that this year you shall prosper? Do you believe that this year you shall have a change of story? Do you believe? Because if you don't believe, your sight and your focus will be limited. I must say the truth. If you don't believe God will give you a car, there's no way you will plan for a car. Am I saying the truth?
Yes.
So it will be according to your belief. And we have seen now your performance. And blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. How many things have God told you? Do you believe? Some of us don't believe anything at all. I'm just saying, this year I shall buy a shoe. I'm telling the truth, because the whole year I'm not buying a shoe. I am not content with it. Because you must believe. Faith has to do with substance. While belief has to do with acceptance. Has to do with what?
Acceptance.
So you must accept that the Lord will do it for you. Numbers 23 verse 19. I believe before the end of this month, this church will be full. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you believe in me? So now you see, you must say, I believe. I believe. Hallelujah. I believe. I believe. I believe, hallelujah. And I must tell God, I believe. I was telling God on a previous day, I think 2 days ago, I said, Lord, make me the greatest person who has believed in you. The greatest person in the week. Make me to be a man that you know I believe in everything. I will never question your word. Do you believe, God? Because you can have the vision, which is good, but your focus and your sight will be influenced by how you believe God. Why most of us are we changing our point of focus? It's because we don't believe God will do. I don't even understand about it. You always say, today you are doing this. You can't start a business and start another business and start another business. Ah, when will you start one? Believe God for one and focus on that one. Hallelujah. Until you see it come to pass. What is it? I'm believing God for one business. I'm not believing God for multiple business. That's what I'm doing. I'm focused on this one business. Lord, I didn't say we should start this one. And I'm focused on that with all my being. And I'm believing God it shall come to pass. I'm believing God for the resources. I'm believing God for the manpower. Hallelujah. So you must believe God. So most of us, we are believing God for this. But if God is wondering, which one are you looking at? Which one are you looking? Can you believe God for 10 men? You can only believe God for one man. Is it true? Now, if he ever tells you, I have a testimony, God testifies, hallelujah. I've been believing God for 10 men and all of them showed up. Even you'll be wondering, hey, is that even a prayer point? I didn't know that about. So belief influences your focus. Some of you are believing God for 20 businesses. Ah, if God is wondering, my friend, 20. How will you divide the spoils? You will be divided into half. Belief comes for one thing. Hallelujah. So belief determines your focus. Belief determines what?
Focus.
Now, when belief determines your focus, it also to determine your sight. What are you looking at consistently? I believe God drove a car. Which car? A V8. So I look at the V8 every 24/7. Everything about, I'm looking at it. My sight. You're believing God starts a portion meal. That's how you should do. Look at portion meals. Download pages of portion meals. Download prices of portion meals. Download everything portion meal. Hallelujah. As much as you can grind meal is a portion meal. Is it true? You look at a small portion meal, a big portion meal, and an ordinary portion meal. Is it true? No. You see, believe. That's belief. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should what? Neither is the son of man that he should what? Has he said it? Shall he not do it? Has he spoken? Shall he not make it good? So why is it not happening? Because you don't believe God. If you believe God, you'll focus on one thing. And the Bible says, if your eye be single, your body will be full of. So you must be single-minded person. Single focused. The first quarter, what do you want to achieve? Do you want to go learn German? Go learn German. Hallelujah. After learning German, put it aside. Look for the other focus. Hallelujah. One thing. Focus on one thing at a go. One thing at a go. You can't focus on your mother's business. You focus on your own business. And focus on your father's business. And focus on your sibling's business. Which one will you do? You will need to lose one. And then you need to decide which one am I focusing on. I've been telling people in the club of singing in the club and doing this. I've been telling them I want to focus on ministry. I think most of you have heard that. Is it true? And because I know there's no way you can change ministry to the next level if you're doing this and that and that. That's why I'm telling you, you people grow fast. Hallelujah. When you grow fast, I don't need to be doing anything. I'll be focused on this. I know, these my daughters can run their lives. Hallelujah. They can run their lives. Because you can't do this, you do that. You do this, you do that. You'll be destroyed. And he said very well, he quoted the scripture. Is it true? The book of Matthew. And he said, you can't serve God and mammon. Is it true? If you must have one master. If you have the other one, you must destroy the other. Am I saying the truth? Power, focus, believe. So for vision on what you see and focus on to come to pass, you must believe God. You must what?
Believe God.
How many of us are believing God for a change of story this year? So go write it down. If you are believing God for your family, let that be believed that for that. Amen? I'm believing God for this. I'm believing God for that. Believe God. And Genesis chapter 15 verse 46. Look at this. Genesis chapter 15 verse 46. I am believing God to plant 20 souls this year. How many are believing God? I need to plant 20 souls here. I've already filled this church. Because I think we have less than 20 chairs here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. See? 23 chairs. So if I put 20, I've already filled the church myself. Because because the others are sick and is it true? So we'll have an overflow. How many have you been looking up for? So when you got soul winning, you should do a focus. I've been looking up for 20 souls, and they must be grounded, and they should be members. Hallelujah. You, how many souls are you focusing on? So if you go for soul winning and don't believe God, you will not achieve your goal. You understand what I'm talking about? You believe it as a ritual. It's a church thing. We shall go for evangelism. That is if you go for evangelism. If the field marshals believe God, hallelujah. You must believe God. Genesis chapter 15, verse 46. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, there shall not be thine hair, but he shall come forth out of thine own bowels, shall be thine own hair. And he brought him out. He brought him forth abroad and said, look now towards heaven and tell the stars. Did you hear that?
Yes.
And do what?
Yes.
Now God is telling Abraham to tell the stars. If thou be able to number them, and he said unto me, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted unto him as what? Righteousness. How did he tell the stars when he's counting them? Star one, my child. Star two, my child. Star three, he was telling the stars, as many as you are, I'm counting you, those are my children shall be. Until he lost count. Is it true? Focus. Believing God for one thing. Now, when you're believing God for something, you must say it. Hallelujah. So if you ask your neighbor, what are you believing God for? Will they tell you? Are they able to tell you? Some of you say, I'm believing God to buy you a material. Material to wear? To buy you, to make clothes, or to make socks. So Abraham had a vision to be a father. Abraham had a, did I what? But God built his sight and focus first before he made him a father. Did you hear that? Abraham had a vision to be a what? But God didn't give him sight and focus to be a what? That's why God showed him the stars. That's why God download pictures. If you want to buy a car, download the picture. Hallelujah. If you want to buy a house, go download the picture. If you want to be a tycoon, download the picture. Hallelujah. Build your picture for picture vision. Hallelujah. If you want to be self-employed, build your own company. Amen? So why and what you see and focus on comes closer to you. But you need the right belief system for him to see it. And it was counted unto him as what? Righteous. So God will consider you righteous if you believe in him. Amen?
Amen.
How many of us will try to make God consider us as righteous? Say, by faith you cannot, you must please God. Is it true? By faith you please God. So when you believe God, God makes you righteous. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let us look at 7 points of how to believe, how to build the correct belief system. How do I build a correct belief system? How do I build what?
Belief system.
You need to build on your belief system. Am I saying the truth? Because believing is easy. But do you have the right belief system? How do I build the correct belief
system?
Number one, Exodus chapter 4, verse 25. Number one is by learning to act on his word in absence of sense. Did you hear that? Learning
to act on his
word in absence of sense. In absence of what?
Sense.
Exodus chapter 4, verse 25. Which most of us will love using sense when living with God? God said he will leave you. How will he heal me? Aye? Why are you using sense? He said he will leave you. He will leave you. Exodus chapter 4. Open there. God does not move where people use sense. God moves where people believe. Hallelujah. Learning, you must learn. Tell your neighbor, learn. To act on God's word. In the absence of your sense.
The absence of
your sense. You're questioning God too much. Hi God, how will you do it? When will you do it? How? Where? Who will come? That's why most people have married the wrong people. They're believing God for an husband. And they think, how will they come? When will they come? So when they see a man walking like this, they think he's a man. Hallelujah. Because they say, that's what he's moving. That's from the Lord. Angels bounce. Amen. Stop using sense. Believe God. Hallelujah. Now, God will lead you. Will he need to consult with you how he will lead you? I'm back to the truth. Exodus chapter 4, verse 5. Are we clear? What does it say? 1, 2, 3, go.
And Moses answered and said, but the people, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. They will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground, and he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled before him from his people. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, had appeared unto me.
That was the beginning of Moses learning to believe God. And did you see what God did use Moses to do? Mighty things. Mighty things. If you want to see God this year, you must learn to believe God. If you believe, why are you thinking? Eh? You are trying to fix God. God, do it this way, do it this way. If you do it this way, I will know it is you. Huh? What is that you're doing? I believe God will heal me. Why am I, what is disturbing me? I believe this word. Is it true?
Yes.
Why am I using sense? Tell me, Mama Mboka wakes up every day in the morning. Is it true? Puts in Mboka on the line. Have you ever heard him say, God, I believe you send people? He has no people will come and buy. Is it true? Believe she said, how can they deal with sense? That's how to deal with sense. Stop using sense to marry with God. You must learn. Say the neighbor, learn.
Learn.
Amen. Number two, choose to believe God and his servants. You must choose. You must what? After learning, you must choose. And Moses was so tested, stabbed by the tail. Is it true? He chose. He had the problem of the vision to run away. Now, if I'm not assuming all of us were Moses, and God tells us put the rod on the ground and that's our snake, how many of us will have stayed there? Then God tells us, go back and collect the snake by the tail, drag the rod. You are a joker. You are a joker. Is it true? You must choose to believe God. Choose that God will heal me. God will restore me. God will take me. You must choose. I'm telling the truth. It's a choice thing. After learning, you must choose. Now, Moses learned. Now he had a choice to pick the serpent. If Moses would not have bent down and picked the serpent by the tail, he would not have become a rock. I'm asking the truth. Second Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 20. You must choose to believe the servants. Hallelujah. You must what? Choose to believe God and believe his servants. 2 Chronicles 20:20. And they rose early in the morning, and they went for the wilderness of Tekoa, and they went for Joseph stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall he be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall
prosper.
You must choose to believe. I tell you something, you have the choice to believe, it will happen or not. Is it true? It's you to choose. It's you to choose. I how many choose to believe God? That he said he shall prosper. He shall have a change of story. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Choose to believe God. Whenever you have choose to believe God, you shall have favor. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Choose to believe God, you shall have good news. Choose to believe God, there's another shall struggle with you. Hallelujah. You shall have breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Just choose. I will not think about how it will happen. I just believe God it will happen. Hallelujah. I watch you. When you start thinking about it, say, no. I take my rest on God. I take my rest on what? You must choose. After learning, you must choose. Moses had a choice to pick that rose snake. So you must choose to pick that issue and let it to God. You, every time, Father, give me breath, give me breath. Now, what are proof of people who don't believe God is so simple? Now, all of us have been praying for financial growth. Is it true? Why should we continue bombarding heaven with church growth? We should be thanking God for church growth. Is it true?
Yes.
Oh, bombarding heaven, Father, grow us. He has already grown us. Hallelujah. So we just pray, Lord, we command these chairs, the owners should come and sit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's what you should be doing. Every time you are bombarding heaven, God is wondering, do you even believe in me? I gave an illustration. Is it true about belief during Zion? You remember the illustration? Amen. I told him to stand up and I told him to come. I went to him. What happened to him? He sets forth his act. Is it true? believe that I will hug him. I didn't tell him I would hug him. But he just believed. That's what I want you to do. I will think now. I told you with weakness. Most of us call out to God. When you call God, and God comes, and then you say, you see God, you say, God, are you sure you'll answer me? God is not answering me again. Oh, Father, come forth for me. And he's standing next to you there. He said, before you call, I will
answer.
Do you hear that prayer? Before you call, I will
answer.
So it means your belief system should call before God first, before you call him. You should believe he's well able to do it. Come before God with assurance. He said, come to the throne of God with boldness. Me too.
Yes.
You must be bold. He will answer your prayer.
Amen.
I already believe prayed God for a car. I should not be asking God for the car again. I'm ready for the car. That's what I believe. My God, Father, send me a car. In the name of Jesus, I scatter in heaven. What, my friend? What are you scattering? Do you believe God will do it? And I told you that you believe God, even the enemy fears you. Is it true? My wife and I were sharing testimony when we were coming, and she told me something. She was sitting to eat that picture, and he said that long time ago, when people were sick, they believed God. Nowadays, when somebody is sick, they run to the hospital first. Where did you believe God? And there's a testimony she shared to me, and he said, there are some people who believe God, even no headache. And she shared about Kenneth Copeland's testimony. Even flu will not catch them. Hallelujah. And maybe I'm believing God for that this year. Not even a flu will catch me. Hallelujah. Now, you see, you must believe, develop your belief system. You choose to believe God. Number three, you must trust in God's salvation. How do you believe God, your belief system? Trust in God. Trust in what? Psalm 78 verse 22. Because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. This is God punishing them. Psalm 78 verse 22. You must trust in God's salvation. How many of you believe God will come through for you this year? Yeah, believe it. When you are in the last option, the last option, God will come through for you.
Amen?
Amen? Why don't I believe God is the final? Like, even if you laugh at me, laugh at me. But in the final place, I believe God. Amen? I will not try to do it. He will do it for me. Imagine that kind of attitude. I'm not doing God will do it for me. I will do my responsibility, but the rest I leave it to God. Amen?
Yes.
I will not, to the final point, I believe in his salvation. He will save me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number four, teaching yourself to receive the word of God. Ah, now this is another point. Most of us don't believe God because we don't know how to receive the word. You must teach yourself to receive the word of God. You must teach yourself to do what?
Receive the word.
That's how you develop your belief system. Jonah chapter 3.
Amen.
Jonah chapter 3, verse 4 to 5. Jonah chapter 3, verse 4 to 5. The Bible says, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed the fast, and put our sackcloth from the greatest of them, even to the least of. So you must know how to teach yourself to receive the word. Now, if the word of God said you will believe, say I receive. You know something about?
Yeah.
When the word of God says you are the head, say
I receive.
When you read the word, just say I receive the word. I receive the word. I receive it, I receive it.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive my healing. I receive my prosperity. I receive my change of story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I receive my victory. You must teach yourself to receive the word.
Amen.
The word does not work for people who don't receive it. When the Bible says be a doer of the word, you can only do what you have received. Have I said the truth?
Yeah.
Don't be only hearers. Some of us hear but don't receive the word. Do you receive your help? Do you receive your victory? Do you receive your finances?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You should receive your money. I receive my money. You don't need to work to earn it. The art there belongs to this. I am serving God. The Lord says, if God sent us what is that animal? A raven. To feed Elijah. God can send someone to give me money.
Yes.
I don't need to work for it. But I need to receive money. Hallelujah. I need to receive my miracle. You must know how to receive the word of God. Receive what?
Receive the word of God.
Receive it, I'm telling you the truth. You've been frustrated this whole year. I receive my house, hallelujah.
Yes.
I receive my car.
Amen.
I receive my health, hallelujah.
I receive my victory.
Amen.
I receive it.
When you receive it, no one can take it away from you. I'm asking the truth. I'm asking the truth.
Yes.
Let me do it practically. If I give my wife this, she receives it. It's only up to her decision, even if I do this way. If she doesn't have to give me, she will give me back. Is it true? That's what it is. When you receive your healing, even if the enemy tries to scratch you, he cannot take your health away. Because you already received it. It is with you. Why that health is being taken away? Because you gave back your health with doubt and question. You see? So you have the power. When God has given you something, no one can take it away from you if you receive it. That's how you develop your belief system. Receive your health. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Receive your victory.
Amen.
Receive your finances.
Amen.
Receive your breakthrough. Money is not a matter of what you, where you work, who you work for, or what you have. It's a matter of whatever you believe. If you believe you'll be wealthy, you'll be wealthy. I'm telling you. If you just believe, you believe God will provide for you, He will provide. Do you hear what I'm saying? I believe God. Hallelujah. I believe God. I believe God. Amen. I believe God. Amen. I believe I receive His word. I will not question His word. His word has said it is final. Why we are not receiving this? Because we don't receive the word of God. And there shall be a performance for those things which were told of her. But she didn't receive it. Is it true?
Yes.
It cannot happen unless you receive the word. I don't know if I'm getting that point. Teach yourself to receive the word. Are we clear?
Yes.
When you're reading something and you like it, you let that point just shout and say, I receive that word in the name of Jesus Christ. And pray about so for all of my life. It shall not be taken away from me.
Amen.
I put it away. When the enemy comes and sees it and says, this one has received it, it cannot touch you. Why the enemy is touching you? It's because you have not received it. You just have it. Have you something and receive something, two different things. Is it true? What you have can be taken away from you. What you receive can never be taken away from you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Number five, you must accept the love of God. You must what?
Accept the love.
You must accept that Lord God loves you, that you cannot suffer. When you see suffering, just know it's not the right. You believe God loves you so much. Nothing can be offered. John chapter 3 verse 16. John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, did you hear that? Whosoever believe will not perish, but out of have a what? Anything dying across your life, you should not accept it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you believe the love of Christ has set me free from every perish. Amen?
Amen.
Accept the love of? How many believe God loves them? How many of you believe God wants to give them pain? You see? All of you know God doesn't want to give you pain. Is it true? So why are you suffering pain? Lord, I provoke your love. Hallelujah. I take my healing in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I provoke your mercies, O Lord. I declare my victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Because I accept the love of God. Number one, accept the love of God. Accept God loves you so much that He won't want you to suffer. He will not want you to suffer shame or pain. Accept your love. Tell your neighbor, accept your love.
Accept.
That's why most Christians are walking in condemnation. Because they won't accept their love. When something goes on, say, I think I committed sin. That's why I think, who told you? He gave me, forgave me, His mercy on you every morning. It has nothing to do with whatever you did. So the enemy makes you think that because you don't, you have, the enemy to place with you because you have not accepted the love. I accept the love of God. It has nothing to do with my sin. It has to do with His mercies. Hallelujah. I've heard people saying that, I think I committed sin, that's why things are not happening. I'm not saying you walk in sin. Hallelujah. But I'm teaching you to accept the love of God. When you see anything contrary in your life that is not pointing at the love of God, reject it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And provoke the love of God. Amen. And then number six, know Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Know who's alive?
Jesus.
Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. I know He is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know He is. There's a witness in my heart that He lives. Standing on the right side, looking up above. I know that He lives. Yes, I know He lives. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know He lives. There's a witness in my heart that He lives. Standing on the right side, looking up above. I know that He lives. Yes, I know He lives. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, I know He lives. There's a witness in my heart that He lives. standing at the right side, looking up above. I know that it is. Whatever it is, there's no shame. Hallelujah. Whatever that it is, you cannot sell our property.
Yeah.
He took it. He took all the sickness and diseases away. You see why you're suffering? You because you don't know it is. You're just operating as if Jesus is not anywhere. He is somewhere. He is an advocate for us before the Father. He is always making intercession for us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus is alive.
Amen.
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 John chapter 14 verse 1. Look at this powerful scripture. I think we should sing that song again. Hallelujah. John chapter 14 verse 1. John chapter 14 verse 1. If I just say amen. If you are you there? What does it say? Let not your heart you believe in God. Believe also
in me.
Yeah, don't be in trouble. Believe in God and believe in me. God, Jesus is telling you, believe in God and believe in me. Don't be troubled, don't be troubled, don't be troubled, don't be troubled. Why are you troubled? Why you shall eat your food? I believe God. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is alive. Forever is alive.
Amen.
He is alive.
Amen.
He is alive. Jesus is alive. Forever is alive.
Amen.
He is alive.
Amen.
He is alive. Jesus is alive. Forever is alive.
Amen.
He is alive.
Amen.
He is alive.
Jesus is alive. Forever is alive.
Amen. Hallelujah. You, that's the kind of songs you should be doing. Amen. So you don't think the devil cannot shake you. He's alive!
Glory.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Look at this on John chapter 20 verse 31. John chapter 20 verse 31. Amen.
Amen.
That's how you develop your belief system. Amen. Amen. Knowing Jesus is alive. This thing cannot happen in my life. Amen.
Amen.
He's alive. If you don't know your rights, you will be abused. Amen.
Yes.
You must know what belongs to you. When you see anything contrary, talk to it. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 20 verse 31. What does it say? But this
is the reason that you believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that we believe in my
child
life
in
his name.
Through my child life through his name! Hallelujah!
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Hey! You must know Jesus is alive! He's alive! I want that consciousness. Anything that's going to say, Lord, you didn't die for this thing. Can you cast it away from me? Hallelujah. He's my intercessor. Hallelujah. My advocate before the Father. That's why in the name of Jesus, everything shall bow. That's why you can level the belief system. That's why I don't doubt God. I know he's alive. He called me to ministry, it must work. I know. I know. My brother is telling me Jesus is alive. I have seen testimonies. I've seen him working through me. So he's alive. Why should I doubt? Why should I doubt that I will not succeed this year? I must succeed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus is alive. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is alive. Tell your neighbor Jesus is alive.
Jesus.
Don't doubt Jesus is alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And number seven, learn to use your heart. Learn to what?
Amen.
Let me tell you about heart matters. Most of us don't know this heart matters issue. When you're in love, and your heart is there, you don't keep on calling to ask someone you love. Hallelujah. You just know the person loves you. Is it true?
Yes.
God has told you has healed you, but you're still calling God. God, have you healed me? If your lover says, see you tomorrow, you believe. Is it true? How many of us have ever been in love at least? For those who are okay, how many of us are in love right now apart from me? Oh, people are in love. Hallelujah. So, if you're in love, your heart is there. Your heart is there. When your heart is there, you believe. You believe this is my wife. No one of you need to encourage me, this is my wife. Can you see she's my wife? I believe. Am I saying the truth? Who needs to encourage you to tell me that? Why do people need to encourage you to serve God? Why do people need to encourage you that you shall succeed? Because you don't believe you shall succeed. When your heart is there. Acts chapter 8 verse 37, look at this one. And Philip said this thing very profoundly. And that's why this man was baptized afresh. Luke chapter 8 verse 37. made him, and that settles him. God said it, I believe it, and that settles him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I believe it from my heart. Acts chapter 8, verse 7. What does it say? And Philip says, if thou believest with all
thy heart,
thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that man was baptized immediately. Amen. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10, 9. Romans 10, 9. Your heart is critical to believe your heart. When you say believe God, look at your heart. Don't look at your mind. Amen? Your mind can tell you many things. Do you know that? When your mind starts talking, even you can get confused. If my wife does not pick my phone, and I listen to my mind, I can think about a lot of things. Okay? But if she doesn't pick my phone, I look to my heart, I know I'm still loved. I'm asking the truth. This is why people build relationship. Somebody don't pick your phone, you use your head. Hey, what is he doing? Why is he not picking my phone? I've been calling you. But if you look at your heart, you know she will just call. If you just call me. Learn to use your heart. Are you blessed?
Yes.
That's how you develop your belief system. Number one, how do you develop your belief system?
Learning to act
in the word. It's only a giraffe and drink it through the nose. You can do right. Number one, what do you do?
Learning to act in the word.
Hallelujah. Number two?
Just
believe God and His servants. Hallelujah. Yeah. Number three? Number four? Number five? Amen. Number six? And number seven? If you have this belief system, you can walk with this list every time as I said you believe in God. I am telling you, the seven of you believe in God, things will happen. If you have the understanding, it will work. I believe in God. I tell you, I believe God. I preach about it when I said to my wife. It means nothing around me should not look like belief. Everything around me should look belief. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God has purpose to believe you in everything and everything and anything. Amen?
Amen.
How my family will eat, I believe God. I have moved my goal from looking at what I'm earning, where I'm working, my business, I'm looking at you. And they look at you, Jesus, and they are not ashamed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I believe in you, all Lord. I'll do my part, but I believe in you.
Yes.
Amen? I believe God for my health. I love that testimony about flu. That testimony. No, I don't. I was caught with flu, I think, before Zion. Amen. It really disturbed me. And someone told me because I'm not resting, I've been working extra. I know, I saw, no. When I had that testimony, I said, Lord, I believe because he's all here. No flu will catch me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love such testimonies. I dare God in your belief system. I receive the word that I am healed. Hallelujah. Will you believe God?
Yeah.
Now, imagine if you believe God. Will you try to achieve your goal this year?
No.
You will be working with a thunderbolt. Hallelujah. People will ask, which kind of engine are you using? You're just doing things. Even if they not tell you you're doing it, they say, yeah, because it will happen. Let me tell you, the economic crash is coming. Amen. You wait and see. Now, watch by March. Look at the economy of Kenya by March. If not our failure, you will see whatever you're going to see. Watch by March. I've told you right now. The more God's presence is strong, the more the enemy. I told you that, is it true? And if you have been looking at the prophets around the air, it's just the same thing. By March, what the economy of Kenya, by March, you watch. You will tell me, Daddy, hey, so how do we get here? I tell you, hey, win souls. Believe God. The reach a point, jobs do not make money. I'm not telling you that. People will be working, but they have nothing to show. The guy was shaving me yesterday. He told me, man, do you know for the first time, I've never traveled. And my place is here in Murang'a. But I could not afford 400 shillings to go. And as you were saying, if I go, what will I be doing? My children, how will I go to school? Business has been down from October. I told him, if you find Jesus, things will not be down. He told me, I told him, I'm going to pay you. Now I said, those who are, they don't believe God for me. Me, I believe God. There's no way I can go down. Amen? There's no way. I'm telling you this. Money will not make sense. Faith will make sense. I'm telling you. Start believing God. Or whatever you add will never be enough. When you have faith, whatever you add becomes enough. Do you know that? when you have faith. Because God will multiply the works of your hand. Okay, Mom? He will multiply. Be like that. I'm totally being tithing. Tithing is key. All of you are not tithing. Kadisa tithing. So, assuming God, at this moment I'm not tithing. Tithe, my friend. Whatever you get, tithe. That's the only way to get out. Tithe. Huh? Believe God. That's what they believe the right system. Now, every time you learn to act, believe in His word. Give yourself to study of the word of God and believe it, and God will do it. Amen? I believe God. I don't know about you, but I believe God that all things are possible. I was talking to a guy, car dealer, and he told me, by the way, now you can get cars. People are unable to pay loans last year, and they are throwing away their cars. Someone was telling me they were selling a 1,000cc car for 350,000. And you what? I said, why are you selling? He said, I was unable to pay it down. I said, you are complaining. There are people that are enjoying money. Hallelujah. Faith! Believe God. I'm telling the truth. Believe God. You can't start a business and you're not being served. People are going back. No. Your portion is different than the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Believe God. You hear what I'm saying? And hold on to God tight. Because now people will be careful on how they spend. From March, wait and see. Wait and see the economy. You see how people are so careful on how they spend because now things are becoming thick. Salaries are not making sense. If you don't have faith, things will be taken. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when I hear people complaining, I say, I wish you were spiritual. Money failed in Egypt. Hallelujah. Have you forgotten money failed? It's not the first time. The economic meltdown. Like never before. You will see. The people will start holding money. And when money is held, you know what happens? The economy starts going down because there's no circulation. So people think if I hold, I will be well. That's what we said after. Believe God. I'm telling you, I'm just telling you. If I'm not God's servant, wait and see. I thank God I'm the one who's telling you right now. You know my ears. Believe God, yeah? Believe God.
Believe God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Believe
God.
God will do it for you.
Amen.
Believe God. This is what people are looking for jobs. There will be joblessness. Retrenchment will be high. Hallelujah. You wait and see. You will tell me, hey, Daddy, you are saying these things. I say, yeah. Now, you see, I've been telling you about you start a business, start something. You know why I'm telling you that? I know what I'm saying. Believe God. And believe His servant. And you shall prosper. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Why are you blessed?
Yes.
See, I take this to believe you. I take grace to believe you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' mighty name. There's a song I used to sing a long time ago. It says, be unto me according to your word, according to your promises, I may stand secure. Be the truth that sets me free, according to your word, O Lord. Be unto me. You understand what I'm talking about? I not sing songs that feed your faith. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you are faced with challenges, start singing songs that feed your faith. Don't be that kind. Oh, no, well, man of God, pray for me. I'm on fire. Ah, you should be held there. What's burning you? Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you see a challenge, start singing. Hallelujah. We got the victory. Hallelujah. We got the victory, hallelujah. We got the victory, hallelujah. We got the victory, hallelujah.
Every knee conspires, every tongue confesses. You are Lord, you are Lord. Every knee must bow, every tongue confesses. You are Lord,
hallelujah.
You are Lord.
You got the victory, hallelujah. 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 Every knee must bow, every tongue confess. You are Lord, you are Lord. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess. You are Lord, you are Lord. Every knee must bow. And I say it, hallelujah. I will tell you where there's no reason to see anything. I'll tell you there will be pain. There will be money coming through, hallelujah. And you look at me and say, are you sure? That's up to you. I am sure. Amen.
Amen.
Pain is an assurance. But belief is an acceptance. I accept it. Hallelujah. I accept it. God said, I believe it. Hallelujah. And that said all simply. Amen. God said it. I believe it. And that's the Lord. You must reach at that point. Hallelujah.
Yes.
May you take grace to believe God.
Amen.
Take grace to believe God.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. May we have a seat in the name of Christ Jesus.